This is part of afternoon questions and answers. This is a question which has bothered a lot of people, which is this. How about those who have been baptized in a Church of God and appeared to be sincere, devoted members and appeared to be converted, likewise with ministers, and some of them gave some pretty good sermons. And then when trouble arises in the church, they up and go, and that's it. You never hear anything from them again. They go right back into the world. What about them? Were they converted? Did they have God's Spirit? Was their baptism valid? That's a tough question. We can answer it in two ways. Number one, you have the story of the prodigal son. So those who repent and come back probably had God's Spirit to be drawn back. Those who go out and do nothing but go back into the world are those who were false Christians, false ministers, in as much as that false means they didn't have the Spirit of God. That doesn't mean they were necessarily treacherous. Maybe even have good intentions, because there's a goodness to human nature too. So, especially when you come to ministers where their study only involved going through booklets and preaching the party line from the church. It required very little effort in study and knowledge and things like that. So all of those things would have to be considered. But I don't think we can make a blanket statement. No, none of them were really sincere. None of them had the Spirit of God. But we don't know, because God alone is the heart-knowing God. So we'll just have to put it all in God's hands and let them, you know, let them work it out, whatever it is, whatever God is going to work out. But it becomes a mystery from the point of view that I think we're seeing here, since we're in Matthew. We come Matthew 13, we have the parable of the sower. You see, and unless it comes to the good ground, it doesn't bear fruit. And so let's read that here. Verse 18, therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, does not understand it, the wicked one comes and snatches away that which was sown in his heart. This is the one which was sown by the wayside. Never took. It's got to take root. How many of those are that way? I don't know. Now, the one who was sown in the rocky places is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Now, you yourself related to me how down there in Hot Springs, Arkansas, a lot of people, they received this and that and the other, even attend Sabbath church for a while, but after a couple of months, they're gone, never to see them again. Okay. Well, now, could that same thing happen over a protracted period of time? Very possible. We don't know otherwise, but very possible. And also, I gave a sermon when I was up in Canada, in Toronto, came around 1999 or 2000, where a man wrote about, it was a chapter in defending the King James Version, but he had a very good analysis of how churches start out. They start out with a few zealous and really ones who are getting in and going and are enthusiastic and so forth, and then it grows larger and larger and larger. And pretty soon they have buildings, and then the buildings become more lands, and then the lands become colleges and institutions. And he showed how that people are drawn to the colleges and institutions rather than repentance, which might explain an awful lot. Because people want to do good, so this is a good college, these are good principles to follow by, and we are going to obey God, so I'm drawn to the goodness and the benefit that I receive from it, rather than the repentance of the heart of a carnal mind and attitude toward God. Yes, I can admit sin, but deep conversion is another question. So we may have some of that too. So receives it with joy and so forth. But because he has no root in himself, he does not endure. When tribulation or persecution arises, because of the word, he's quickly offended. Gone. I wonder. I look at our graduation picture, and I look at all the ones. And the class I graduated with, 1964, was one where they said it was the most productive with ministers of any class. Where are they? Most are gone. Where did they go? I don't know. Some I know, some I don't. I look there, and there's Michael Heiss. He graduated with me. The other ones like George Chemnitz, real hotshot minister, boy, one to be looked up to, valedictorian. He's a jewelry salesman somewhere now. Ken Westby, off into heresy. Walter Sharp, don't know. Can't remember some of the others. But I have that picture up in my office, and every once in a while I look at that, and I ask the same question. Wonder where they went. Wonder what they're doing. See? A lot of them, they're drawn to the institution. They're drawn to the leadership position. They're drawn to the benefits, salary, car, home, power. You know? That's why God had to scatter it. It's the only way to clean things up. You can't clean it up any other way. Okay, yeah, that's what I'm alluding to here. Although that may not have a direct connection with those verses, but it is a supposition drawn from those verses. Yeah, obviously. Comment was made that they were undoubtedly drawn by the preaching of the man, and in effect they answered the call of the man rather than the call of God. See? That's why I think that this thing with the baptism series that we're going to put out with the new baptism transcript book is going to be very helpful, because this is going to stop a lot of that kind of thing, because the people are going to be convicted they must be involved with God and not just men. And then when they meet the men in charge and find out they're all politicians, then they start politicking and working their way up, right? Did that not happen? Yes, indeed. See, that's why God did it. A lot of people say, oh, well, why did God scatter this church? That's why. You're dealing with God. Got to be cleansed. Does God correct us and cleanse us and purge us? Yes. See? That's what happened there. Okay, yeah, everyone wants to get back into the college business. It's not wrong to have something to teach people what they need to do. But what will it produce? What do they have as the model to produce? They had the model that failed. Right? You see, it's not the school that counts. It's what is taught and how the school is run. And actually, the most important students are all the brethren, correct? Yes. Not just the elite that go to the college. Okay, that's a good comment. God didn't destroy the church. He only peeled off the unconverted, and the church is here. Or wherever those are who have the Spirit of God. That's correct. Yes, yes. Okay. Well, we better end it here. So thanks, Roy, that you have it there. Maybe if you could give it to Jim, we can get that right off to Dave Froloff, and he can use our new system to do it. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Well, glad everybody's been here, and glad we had the session this afternoon, and I'm glad we didn't lose everything that we had this afternoon. Okay.